Well, ladies, if you're all ready, just come on ahead now into the film and get you beautified.
I'm Holly.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Grace.
Being in here makes me feel really quite dirty, and I'm very much looking forward to having basically anything that's going to make me feel feminine right this moment in time would be great. Yeah. So I'm from Yorkshire originally, but living in London, and I'm an A&E nurse, so work in quite a busy area of the world, yeah.
So your job is pretty pressurised at the best of times, so you can handle pressure then?
Yeah, so for me, there's very much transferable skills, and I do shift work on the boat, I do shift work at home. The boat is pressurised, there's periods where it's a lull, but then there's periods where it's really intense pressure, and you know, yeah, it's kind of normal for me. It doesn't seem too extreme.
I'm originally from Dorset, but I lived in London for 18 years, and I decided to do the race when my father passed away. So my father passed away 3 years ago, and before that I was a bit of a workaholic, worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I work in media. My dad also did the same, did nothing but work, and I'd always put things off. So I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do that bike ride, I'm definitely going to do that, but would never actually do it. And then one of the things that Dad said to me, he was like, you know, you've been talking about this Clipper race, you've got to do it, you know, just actually get on and, you know, life is short. And then when he passed away, I kind of thought, yeah, that's right. And I'd originally only signed up for 2 legs, for 7 and 8, and then I just thought, sod it, let's add on 2 more legs and start in Ellie Beach and do 7 months.
So, how have you find it?
It's been a challenge. And living in those cramped conditions, just getting up, the shift work, learning, you have to learn how to live on the boat. So it's basic things like getting dressed, eating, going to the toilet, brushing your teeth, just everything. It takes a while to get used to it. But now living on the boat is more normal to me than being on shore.
Do you appreciate life more, or does it put things into perspective that you don't need as much as we have?
It's definitely made me look at my life and kind of, I've done a bit of life laundry. I've definitely realised I don't need half of the stuff that I own. It can all go in the bin, because it's just, I've survived for 7 months with 2 pairs of shoes, 2 t-shirts and a pair of jeans. I don't need anything else. In a weird way, life's become simpler, because you learn not to worry about all the small stuff, all that small day-to-day, it's just rubbish and it doesn't really matter. And you appreciate things, you appreciate everything a lot more.
Well, for me, it was kind of the decision to do it was life-changing more than anything, because I opted to, when I decided to do Clipper, I had 6 months before I went away, and I took that time to take an internship and do a completely different job, completely different career, and from that I've now got a dip. They offered me a position after a few months, and now I'm going to London, and it's just, so when they say life-changing, I think it's not what you do, it's sort of the mentality behind it. And I think that's with a lot of people, it's by making the decision to say yes to do this race sort of opens you up to other opportunities and other decisions that you wouldn't normally make, you wouldn't normally think about. I think it's sort of, like Jen said, it's sort of, you clear out that drama that you don't need in your life, and it sort of clarifies decisions and it simplifies things in a way that you wouldn't normally do.